This podcast is free and it's accessible to everyone thanks to support from listeners like you. If you value this show, please consider supporting its production by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute to give, and you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast. Make a donation at kuow.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks.
Well, TGIF from us in the KUOW newsroom. I'm Paige Browning. This is Seattle Now. Here are today's top stories. It's Friday, April 19th. Chaos erupted at the Washington State Republican Convention in Spokane today. Delegates have gathered there to endorse candidates in key races. And right off the bat, officials stunned the crowd by announcing they would disqualify former Richland School Board member Semi Byrd for an endorsement in the governor's race.
The candidate committee determined that Semi Byrd was not forthcoming in the vetting.
Byrd had failed to disclose financial crimes from 30 years ago. But he's popular with the Republicans gathered at the convention. In a raucous floor vote, they overturned the decision. Then GOP frontrunner Dave Reichert announced he's withdrawing his name from endorsement consideration. Reichert says the party is in disarray. State GOP chair Jim Walsh disagrees with Reichert's frustration.
I wouldn't call it disarray. I mean, this is a live convention. A lot of interesting things are happening.
The party is expected to issue its endorsement for governor later this weekend. Jury selection is scheduled to start Monday in the trial of Auburn police officer Jeffrey Nelson. He was the first officer charged with murder in Washington after voters approved a new legal standard for police misconduct. Amy Radel has this story.
In August of 2020, the King County prosecutor charged Nelson with second-degree murder and first-degree assault for killing 26-year-old Jesse Surrey. Nelson tackled and ultimately shot Surrey while trying to arrest him for disorderly conduct. Surrey's former foster mother, Elaine Simon, says it's been a long wait to get to this trial date.
Not only does the Surrey family need resolution, but so does Officer Nelson. 4 years is a long time for everybody.
Simon says she and Surrey's family members want jurors to convict Nelson. Nelson said he believed Surrey was reaching for the officer's handgun. The trial is seen as an important test of Initiative 940, which eliminated the requirement to prove malice to find police guilty. Nelson's trial is expected to last several weeks. Amy Radel, KUOW News.
If you live on the east side, you can officially start planning your light rail routes. Light rail opens in Bellevue a week from tomorrow, Saturday. How are folks in Bellevue feeling? Joshua McNichols chatted up a few today.
Lil Hynette is waiting for a bus in Bellevue. It's part of her four-bus commute twice a day to get from Linwood to and from her job at BevMo in Overlake.
8 buses a day?
Yeah.
That's the most arduous commute I think I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I've been doing it for 25 years. So I'm excited for the light rail. I'm going just a little bit longer.
Light rail will simplify her life dramatically, she says, cutting out some of those transfers. The short line won't connect Bellevue with Seattle yet, but it will take people from South Bellevue to Microsoft in Redmond. The new East Side Light Rail stations will hold opening day celebrations on Saturday, April 27th. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.
In science news today, a new understanding of autism. A researcher at the University of Washington has found a new mechanism that could help explain why boys are more likely to have autism than girls. Eilish O'Neill has the details.
A mutation on the X chromosome can cause autism. Boys typically have one copy of the X chromosome, so if they get the mutation, they'll likely have autism. Girls usually have 2 X chromosomes, so you'd expect them to have this type of autism half as much as boys, but
we show that it's not half.
Eric Zeleny is a UW professor of biological structure. His research in mice suggests the odds are under 50-50 for girls. Eilish O'Neill, KUOW News.
Environmentalists are urging federal officials to save a pair of Northwest species. species that, to be honest, you've probably never heard of. I hadn't. They're snails. John Ryan has the details.
Salmon get most of the attention, but other species lose out too when rivers are dammed or damaged. Two freshwater snails that thrive in cold, clean water have been eliminated from most of the Columbia River Basin, but these snails still cling to the bottom of a handful of rivers, like the Metau in Washington and the Deschutes in Oregon. One's called the ashy pebble snail. It has pale circles around its tentacled eyes. The other is sometimes called the giant Columbia River limpet. It looks like a tiny volcano with its cone-shaped shell. The Center for Biological Diversity has petitioned the federal government to protect these rare little mollusks. Under the Endangered Species Act, the Fish and Wildlife Service has a year to respond to the petition. John Ryan, KUOW News.
A controversy is going down in Seattle Public Schools about a teacher's alleged comments about Hamas. The Chief South International High School teacher, Ian Galosh, is on administrative leave while the school district investigates his comments. The Seattle Times reports that a conservative-leaning advocacy group called Accuracy in Media distributed a video of Galosh speaking. In it, he says the Hamas attack on Israel on October was justified. But he released a statement this week saying he does not support murder or terrorism, but says Palestinians were justified in their resistance to Israel. SPS says he has been on leave since last Thursday. Let us remind you of a few traffic and biking notes for the weekend. The North Cascades Highway reopened today, a big event for Northern Washington. There's always a ceremonious first trek across the mountainy pass come spring. And in Seattle, the Spokane Street Swing Bridge is going to be closed for 9 days, starting tomorrow, Saturday. No bikes, pedestrians, or other travelers. The upper bridge to West Seattle will stay open. On Sunday, a crowd that includes rocker Eddie Vedder will brave the waters of Alki Beach for a cold plunge. This fundraiser is about bringing awareness to a rare genetic skin disease. Gustavo Sugrero tells us more.
8-year-old Patterson McKenzie was diagnosed with epidermolysis bullosa when he was born in 2015. He says taking a cold plunge and having this condition that often causes blisters are both pretty painful. He has some pointers.
Just do their best and don't feel scared. They can still work through it.
Annie McKenzie, his mom, added that they also use distraction methods like singing songs to help guide him and other cold plungers through the shock and pain.
Well, I kind of breathe heavily and breathe through my mouth a little bit before.
Annie works alongside Eddie and Jill Vedder to raise awareness and fundraise to find a cure. So far last year, two therapies have been developed, one which Patterson now uses. Researchers aim to have a cure by 2030. Gustavo Sagrero, KUOW News.
And one more note before we head out. Tomorrow is Record Store Day, a yearly event to support independent record stores and celebrate the vinyl collectors among us. Stores all over town will have special releases, live music, and some special deals. Participating stores include Georgetown Records, Easy Street Records in West Seattle, Sonic Boom in Ballard, and Jive Time in Fremont. Next time on Seattle Now, the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing a case out of Grants Pass, Oregon, that could have huge implications for how cities regulate homelessness.
The plaintiff was a homeless woman named Deborah Blake. The first sentence of her complaint is, quote, Grants Pass is trying to run homeless people out of town, which is basically her argument.
That's Monday morning on the podcast. And that's a wrap from the KUOW newsroom in Seattle. Our producer's Andy Hurst, and I'm Paige Browning. Seattle Now and KUOW are members of the NPR network. Have a great weekend.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's Teen Dance Ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. A story of moral panic, grassroots activism, and an unstoppable music community that fought for its freedom. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.